What goes into making a swimsuit calendar? I would say
dedication,
personality,
our teamwork,
teamwork.
Hair and makeup.
Hair and makeup.
Rob and Tracy crew.
Location.
A beautiful resort.
Beauty inside and out.
34 beautiful women for sure.
Enjoying your time.
Getting the right suit.
The suit.
The jewelry.
Be yourself.
An amazing cheerleading squad. There are so many different ways to do a calendar. You know, I mean, everybody thinks a swimsuit calendar is just purely about sex appeal. But there's something really sexy about a beautiful girl smiling and just having a great time and being playful in a shot. You know, it doesn't have to be about that raw sexual look. You know, and so we wanted to go into it this year and change it a little bit and kind of give more of a variety with the looks and the expressions and the themes.
This one's ours, right? Let's get this one.
Tracy and Rob are an amazing duo. They both have visions that somehow always seem to collaborate nicely. Mm-hmm. Working with them on set's really easy.
Working with Rob is a dream. I probably say that every time that I see him. It's like working with him is so unbelievably natural, comfortable, and it instills such a sense of confidence.
We're going to take some time on this shoot, so we're not going to rush it.
It really is about trusting the process. We don't know what to expect when we go into it. So, you know, we have this team of professionals, these photographers, hair and makeup artists, our director, Tracy, and they handle it all, and we really just end up being the ones looking great because of it.
The entire shoot process starts. You go up to hair and makeup. They, like, walk in, they sit you down, and then they go in. They make magic happen.
It's so great to go into hair and makeup and have them make you feel your absolute best. And, I mean, when you walk onto that shoot and you're set and it's finally your time, it's just so great knowing that, you know, they did your hair and makeup to perfection and made you feel absolutely incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Give me a hug. Yay.
It's gorgeous.
After coming out of hair and makeup, you feel like a beauty queen. Everyone has that confidence that they're just like, they're gonna kill it out there. And so you're all pumped up. You're running on adrenaline.
You put on your little robe and you get escorted. You go to your shoot in the golf cart.
My God, you look beautiful, both of you, even with your old lady here, Annette.
When I put that robe on, I was like, whoa, it's real. Honestly, because it hasn't really sunk in that I'm a Patriots cheerleader, but when I put the robe on with the NEPC in the back and walking down to my shoot location, I was like, wow, this is real.
Okay. There is oil involved. Every shoot, Tracy Sormonti will rub us down with spray olive oil. It is tradition.
The oil, there's kind of like a, I feel like a procedure. First, your arms are out, and then this year was a new one, you dab. You put the towel on one side, towel on the other side.
That is so right.
It's so right.
Oil for days.
Oil for days. You get sprayed lathered down, so lathered down, a glistening goddess that comes to life.
Yeah, that's part of the magic. You now know one of our secrets, basically.
We have our fun moments and our little behind-the-scenes bloopers and inside jokes that happen, and, you know, that's part of it.
There are moments that are really not flattering that luckily don't make it into the calendar ultimately, but, man, my behind-the-scenes shots, it's like 50-50. Some of them you're like, wow, I hope that makes it into the calendar, and the other you're like, what was I doing? What was I looking at? What was going on?
Mine, the wind was like, whew. So there are others I'm like, yes. And the others are, I'm like, oh, no, we don't want those in there.
No. I call them my derp shots.
Definitely my derp shots.
Bloopers that do happen on set. My personal is this.
The wind was definitely a problem at some points, yeah. So my hair was all in my face. I think that took up half the shoot, to be honest.
Being dancers on the team, a lot of us are not models in our own time. So we do need a little bit of that extra push to make us feel really comfortable in front of the camera.
I am not a model in my regular life. No, I'm a goof in my regular life. Are you kidding me? No, not a model in real life, which is why this is so special. Like, 1 week of feeling absolutely great about yourself and kind of just letting go.
Way natural. Don't even let her confuse you. I need help. You should see her. She slays it, but back to you.
Every year we try to use some props.
If there's something that we can incorporate into the shoot that provides that little extra something, that little unique vision into what makes Aruba so special,
right.
And what sets this resort apart, it just, we'll absolutely incorporate that into the shoot. And we had a surfboard that just happened to pop up, and, you know, I think we created a really unique and beautiful shot at sunset.
There's a lot of feelings that go through you when you're doing your shoot, and you feel really amazing. The camera crew and our coach make us feel really glamorous in front of the camera. And we're also feeling really, really lucky to be here.
I had so much fun with it. I felt so comfortable, and it was nice to step outside of my comfort zone for once.
Once Rob starts clicking, you hear just the noise and you start moving and the wind's going, like, you feel like a goddess. I don't know.
Goofy face.
Ready to go?
Let's
do it.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Rhonda. I'm a marketing manager for JetBlue, and I'm here with Alex and Jen. We have some fun surprises for you today. So we're super excited to be going down to Aruba with you today, and we have the Patriots cheerleaders on board, and one of you will win the grand prize for 2 round-trip flights on JetBlue, plus a 3-night stay at the Tamarind All-Inclusive Resort in Aruba. So without further ado, let's start with our letter.
D.
12.
All right, congratulations,
our big winner,
12D.
I think it might be the first thing I ever won.
And it's awesome.
We're here!
Oh,
how can you not wake up every morning and feel like, I'm gonna work with the Patriots cheerleaders today. I'm gonna have an opportunity to create lasting images that will exist in the pages of these calendars for the rest of time. I feel very fortunate about that, so it's genuine enthusiasm, and my team feels the same way. Got a little bit of traffic. I'm gonna try and shoot in between them here,
left,
and then these two to the right. We have to kind of move. My team is comprised of professional photographers swimming around the New England area. Eric Snyder and Mo Mendez are incredibly talented and gifted photographers in their own right. And for them to be able to put their own personal talents and needs aside to assist me, that's a really unique blend of talent and a really unique blend of self-sacrifice on their part in order to help us create the vision that we have for this calendar. How are you all alone?
Hello!
How are you all alone?
I'm alone.
Is Tracy here?
Someone needs to take out my hair.
Yeah, when it comes to location scouting, that starts from the minute we hit the ground. The Stivi Resort is just beautiful.
This is actually the only resort in the history of Patriots cheerleader calendar making that we've ever repeated, because it's so...
It's clear to see why.
It's
a tremendous resort.
This resort is amazing.
We are at the Divi Tamarind All-Inclusive Resort in Aruba, having the absolute time of our lives, bonding and becoming a sisterhood.
And meeting the people here, getting to know everyone, experiencing this island for the first time myself. This has been a wonderful experience, and honestly, I'm not ready to leave.
I've never been out of the country, actually, before this calendar shoot. It's absolutely stunning. I couldn't believe my eyes when I first got here.
Aruba has been amazing. I've never been to Aruba, nor when I walked into 2017 did I know I was going to Aruba.
They have everything here. They have water sports that you can do. They have
all different sorts of restaurants for whatever your tastes are.
The scenery is obviously incredible. The water is like crystal clear and it's bright blue. It's just really incredible.
There's definitely something here for everyone and anyone who wants to do an all-inclusive and just sit back, relax, and enjoy the sun.
It's so funny because I actually really wanted to do this. Me and seven other girls got the chance to go on a banana boat.
Oh, let's do it.
It was a way to get with the girls and just let loose. People were flying off. Like, we were just dying laughing the whole time. It was a lot of fun. Like, we should go back later. You should come. Team got together and we had a water balloon fight.
The water balloon fight, I almost had it. I was third place, I think.
The balloons were not popping.
Nope.
So we were kind of like chucking them at each other and everyone was getting bruised.
We were just pelting each other with
the water-filled balloons. It was terrible. But it ended up being a lot of fun.
This team is a sisterhood. It's not just something that we say, it's something that comes purely from the soul.
That was a prime moment. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Just having fun with your best friends, nothing beats it.
All right, guys, I think we got it. Woo! Oh. All right.
Oh my God, I love it.
Do we have any Patriots cheerleaders fans?
Our dance performance was absolutely spectacular. Yeah. Just to see all the fans out there, and they were just relaxing in the pool or by the pool. Just to be able to perform for the first time with our new squad was absolutely amazing.
I hope you enjoy the show. Please welcome the Patriot Cheerleaders.
The rookies on the team, it's the first time they've ever danced in those boots. And on our way here, and we're all just like, you know what, guys? It's 92 degrees out today, but we're going to breathe, and we're going to be excited.
Yeah, we're going to do this.
Do it.
It's great.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like we're all just, like, so happy to be here.
And to just be able to be a vet and have gone through an entire season and just help them and coach them through their first performance, it just felt just amazing to be able to help the next generation in a way.
My first time actually performing with the team, so that was awesome. I still can't believe it. It's so great.
Being a rookie and having the best to look up to is honestly something I'm so thankful for, because I am just a goofball sometimes. So when I'm confused and feel like I need some guidance, I always text a vet because they have been through it before. They know what they're talking about. They know the experience. And they always make me feel comfortable as well, because they have been in my shoes either the year before or 3 years before, even 4 years before.
I remember when I first made the team, I walked into the room and all the vets, I looked up to them so much. And I couldn't have asked for more helpful teammates.
I love meeting the rookies and getting the chance to help them feel comfortable in their swimsuits and during this entire calendar shoot and throughout the season as well. So it's really exciting to give them input and to see new faces work in it.
The objective this year, for sure, was to just create the most positive experience for these rookies, to be able to help them in every aspect, because we go through this process together. And the vets have been there before. We've made mistakes.
Yeah.
A lot of mistakes.
And we don't want them to make the same ones we did. And we just want to help as much as possible.
Yeah.
as a rookie, I was completely blinded by everything. I had no idea what to expect from anything. And really, this trip brings us all together, and I had my chance to talk to the girls that are vets, and they really just know what to say and know how to calm you down, you can go to them for anything.
Getting to know these girls, these sisters, is an experience that not many people get to have. And is so irreplaceable in the sisterhood that we create because we're together all season and we are working really hard. Being a bonded, unified team throughout that whole season, I mean, that's what keeps us going.
There are actual sisters on the team, Adrina and Leanne.
Yep.
And I mean, looking at them, they're twins. And it's when Adrina made the team and Leanne made it again.
It was amazing.
I'm so happy.
They're
so cool. And they're best friends. And they're best friends.
Yeah,
they really are.
They are.
We genuinely love and support each other. And that's what's so special about this, is never feeling like you couldn't sit in a room with one girl and not have, like, an awesome conversation. It's just not going to happen. We're all really, really tight.
Everyone was so welcoming. They're like, yo, you look so cute. Come here. Let's get some pictures. I was like, wow, I really joined an amazing family. I love my sisters already, and I haven't even gotten to know everyone. Everyone was so welcoming, so nice, and honestly, I love it that way. I just felt like I was right at home.
It's funny how we come in as a bunch of girls who were just at auditions, and we walk away being best friends for the season and beyond.
Are you crying?
No.
Oh.
No, she's fine.
Why?
You thought you were going to be alone? I thought you were going to be alone.
No, I was here for you.
No emotions.
And your whole team is here. Oh, you thought you were going to be alone?
Yeah, I thought you were on the promo.
No.
We let it all out there, and I think when you expend that kind of energy on any project, that when it comes to an end, there's a degree of relief, certainly a degree of achievement and pride that goes into it, and emotion. Yeah, it does. It gets very emotional. And but I think ultimately the pride in the project, really, that you feel that.
What was going through my head when I wrapped up my shoot? Oh my gosh, it's over.
To have all these friends and make all these relationships and to work for such a world-class organization.
Ready, here we go, last five.
And to know that this is my last time in paradise. I'm gonna start crying now. I just can't believe what a career it's been. And I can't think of a better way to go out.
One, two, three, four, magic. Woo! What a way to wrap it up.
That's
really.
It!
Yeah.
Are you crying? Are you?
I'm really pretty.
No, don't cry. Thank you. No, I'm gonna cry. Thank you guys for everything. I'm gonna miss this. This experience is so empowering for the women on the team for a number of reasons. They are so, so beautiful on the outside, but it is so much more than a skin deep. They learn about each other and they learn about themselves. Their confidence just goes sky high. It's like the start of the year. And these women, they walk out of here, you know, they come in maybe feeling, I have a lot to offer. I made the team for the, you know, five-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. And by the time they leave, they feel more than worthy to represent, you know?
It becomes a family.
Yeah, it's such a tight family.
This is one moment throughout the season that we really look forward to as a team. This is our chance to really bond together as a team, and we're spending every minute together all the time.
Getting to know my team has probably been, like, one of the best things about this trip.
It's so unbelievable what my teammates are able to do in the short time of 7 days in 1 week. And it feels so empowering. It feels like I'm really living my life to the fullest on this team. It's absolutely unbelievable.
When you come in
into this experience, you automatically become a role model. In a sense, when we put on that uniform, it's almost like we're Wonder Woman.
I feel like everyone on this team is more of like a Superwoman or a Wonder Woman.
It gives us the power to be confident in ourselves and to go out there and do stuff in the world.
Even though we're so busy here, we really take the time to go to every person's shoot that we can. And we do that just because we really want to support each other, show our love for each other. We're there cheering each other on.
Most supportive team I've ever been on, hands down.
Yes,
hands down.
That's what goes into making the Patriots cheerleader swimsuit calendar.